get a job.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la.
You may be wondering about this time to get me out of my bed and crying.
Well, it is that time. We're going to head over to the Vision Home Loans Newsline. We're joined by Crystal Vollmer with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center, as we are every Wednesday at this time for Jobs Wednesday. And we know the labor shortage continuing to put a squeeze on the area, but there's still a lot of jobs out there. So if anyone is looking for work, there's no better time than now to get back into the workforce.
You are right. Good morning, everyone. Yes, today we have over 1,500 new jobs in the El Paso, Teller County area. So you are correct, Andrew, with that statement.
Wait, did I hear that right? 1,500?
But who's counting? 1,500. Someone is.
1,500 new jobs, and that's different from the number I gave you last week. Yes. So employers are you know, needing our assistance and helping them. They're really trying hard, you know, posting and doing social media to get interest, offering bonuses. Yes, it is a very competitive market, and jobs are aplenty.
And what are some of the biggest sectors, or what are some of the largest industries making up those 1,500 new jobs in the region?
Well, great question. So we have a very robust manufacturing industry that is leading the pack with the different bonuses from Teller Farms, Jabil, the distribution center that does all of the King Supers in Fountain, just a tremendous amount of big up. Amazon, of course, they are hiring a tremendous amount of folks, and it's a very competitive market. We also have, of course, the healthcare sector with UC Health leading the pack, and also, you know, some of the financial industries as well, with Progressive and lots of others, USAA. So, yes, some tremendous employers are out there looking for work.
And one advantage is that now, you know, a year and several months after the pandemic first started causing shutdowns and closures and workplace changes, I mean, now workplaces have it pretty well figured out, and employers do, as to what they need their workers and potential prospective workers to do when it comes to being protected from coronavirus. You know, I mean, healthcare industry, you'll still need to mask up. Other industries, not so much.
Yes, you're right, Shannon. I think we all have great experience with understanding how to keep our employees safe and our businesses moving. So, yes, as far as like a future employee, you don't have to have any worries about that. They've already got those things worked out. And, you know, OSHA had come alongside of, you know, everyone and updated all those different requirements. And so the industries are very safe and performing at standard in that category.
And of course, so, Crystal, let's talk about some of the featured jobs you might have, some of the you know, specifics, if you can, you know, maybe circle one of those, you know, 1,500 jobs currently out there.
Well, yes, Andrew, I wanted to tell you about a one, we have Junk King with us today at the Workforce Center in a virtual hiring event. So they're one of our featured employers that are utilizing our services today from 9 to 1 p.m. They're looking for drivers and laborers, pays from $14 to $18 an hour. So please sign on to ppwfc.org and get online, and you can interview and be interview ready with a resume, because they're definitely looking to hire today. And then the last one I wanted to mention to you is we are assisting our education industry with an industry-wide job fair, which is tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And in this job fair, it will be virtual, so it's online through the same platform that we've been using. But we wanted to support our local schools and any of our employers that are involved in the education sector, because they are needing a ton of folks to come in and fill a variety of positions, not just only bus drivers, but maintenance workers, cooks, para teachers, assistant teachers, a wide variety of administrative jobs. So please reach out tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and let's help our education sector get lots of employees to get robust and trained. So when our kids are ready to go back to school here in a few more months, everything runs smoothly.
Okay, Crystal, some great ideas there for job seekers and potential job transitioners. And as always, the website to check out is ppwfc.org. And there you'll also find out about some free online trainings, which is always good for people trying to max out their skills listings. Crystal Vollmer, thank you for your time.
Thank you.